Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, May 15, 2020, COVID-19 Iowa Coronavirus Relief Fund. Fund update. The following provides an update on the status of the Iowa Coronavirus Relief Fund, ICRF, which received $1.250 billion in federal funds through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, on April 20, 2020. Two transfers of $35 million were made on April 24th and May 8, 2020 from the ICRF to the Small Business Disaster Assistance Fund under the purview of the Iowa Economic Development Authority. For additional information, see the Fiscal Update article COVID-19 Iowa Small Business Relief Program Update, May 12, 2020. Provisions of the CARES Act and guidance from the U.S. Department of the Treasury will provide direction to states and other grant recipients concerning the qualified uses of the Coronavirus Relief Fund, CRF, grants. In summary, the funds can cover costs that are necessary expenditures incurred due to the COVID-19 public health emergency that were not previously accounted for in the budget most recently approved as of March 27, 2020, and were incurred during the period that began March 1, 2020 and ends on December 30, 2020. Any unexpended CRF funds revert back to the federal government. Necessary expenditures may also include expenditures incurred to allow the states to respond directly to the emergency, such as by addressing medical or public health needs. Necessary expenditures also include those incurred to respond to second-order effects of the emergency, such as providing economic support to those suffering from employment or business interruptions due to COVID-19-related business closures. The funding cannot be used to backfill the loss of state revenues that have resulted from the economic impacts of COVID-19, but may be used as a cash management tool. For example, changing the tax filing deadlines may cause cash flow issues for states. The U.S. Treasury has indicated that states can use CRF funds essentially as a tax anticipation note. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Dave Reynolds, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-281-6934.